This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
<Let's> talk.
Hey everybody, we are back for another Bread and Wine. I am here with my lovely wife, Nicole Hill. How's it going, baby?
I'm good. Hi everyone. And now that I'm seeing us on screen, like this is so dorky. And yeah. I have to point out that we did not plan on wearing the same shirts.
This is just it. My shirt says Dad Dad, and her shirt says
Am Am.
Wait, mine says Dad Dad.
Yeah.
Dad Dad and Mama. It looks cool when you wear them separately, but now that we're both wearing them in there and they're actually the same color,
super dorks
kind of look like dorks. But we'll stick.
To be fair, I think it just happens after 10 years of marriage.
Yeah, you end up wearing each other's clothes,
top to bottom.
Top to bottom. Sometimes she wears all of my clothes. Everybody, I don't know how that works in your relationship. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about something else. What are we talking about today, baby?
Okay. So in the same vein that we always do, something happened this week. And I'm going to start this. Oh, you did.
No, I got you, baby.
So something happened this week. I was talking to, I won't say who or whatever, but a couple people in our lives are getting divorced. And I mean, it got me thinking because in their certain situation, there are kids and houses and all kinds of stuff involved. And in their case, there is a prenup. However, things are still complicated even with that. So it got me thinking, and we also have some people in our lives that have gotten divorced with no prenups. Right. And I think like every situation is obviously different. But what I wanted to talk about today is prenups. Super interesting. And I think there's so many different situations that would call for it or maybe not. And so that's what I want to explore.
Okay. Interesting.
So why didn't you want to get prenups when we got married? I mean, did it even cross your mind?
No, it didn't even cross my mind. I think for my first thing for a prenup, and maybe this is not a good thought, or maybe it is. When we came into our relationship, I had nothing. I had a house that was underwater.
You had a house, yeah.
Yeah, it was underwater.
True.
I owed more on it than it was worth. And I had $30,000 of student loans and a HELOC and like, you know.
Yeah.
If I were marrying you, it was like I was winning, man. Like, so what am I gonna prenup?
I was net zero and I was way more rich than you.
You were net zero.
I owned nothing but also like just had no debt.
So, I mean, so that was my first, when you say that's my first reaction, it's like, I don't have anything to.
You didn't have anything to protect.
And that's what a prenup, in my opinion, or I guess my limited understanding of it is, it's to protect your assets that you have before you get married. And since I didn't really have any, I mean, I had the asset of the home, but it was, I think when we got married, I think the home was valued at like $110,000 because of this nasty Great Recession we were in, and I still owed $180,000 on it. So it was we also had some people in our lives that just sort of walked away from their houses at that point too. So anyway, that's why I didn't consider it. How about you? I mean, did that cross your mind at all?
No. Yeah. I mean, that had always kind of been something like that was like...
Yeah, rich people knew that.
No. I was going to say that was something that was like... You don't talk about prenups. That's essentially jinxing your marriage from the beginning.
Right.
You know, it was just kind of like no one I know in my entire family, and my mom was married 3 times.
Yeah.
No prenups any of the times. I mean, I don't know whether like it was like that was smart or not. You know, there was no lesson learned there or something, but.
Well, how about 10 years later?
It just wasn't something, it was something frowned upon, I think, in my in the morals and values that I was taught.
Yeah.
Even though it was never explicitly said to me, don't get a prenup. It wasn't something that was ever on my radar.
I would agree. I think you and I grew up with a similar Catholic background. It's sort of like, hey, you're getting married. This is forever.
It's forever. And then also you get the same bank account. Like it was just like, yep. All of that was just kind of like implied and we followed it.
We did. Yeah. Okay. Well now 11 years later.
Yeah.
If you could go back, would you change anything?
Knowing what we know now, this isn't a trap question either.
I'm not going to be mad.
Or will I? No, I won't.
No, in our situation, no, because neither of us had anything.
Right. So it's still the same thing.
And maybe I'm ignorant as to what goes into prenups. Could it be like future things too? Like could a prenup be, hey, I'm starting a business right now. Mm-hmm. If this business does really well while we're married, you don't get any of it.
I think that's a really good question. We probably should have researched this a little bit more, but I would assume that it's just called prenuptial agreement. So it's just an agreement that you're making before you get married. So yeah, you'd say, hey, I've got this house. And even though it's underwater right now, it could go up to $500,000. And at that point, it's still mine and only mine.
Hmm. Yeah, but you had still bought that house before me.
Yes.
Before you met me. And so what if it's something that hasn't, like, what if it's like in the future, I might make a lot of money and I don't want you to have any of that. But it's like, you know, I don't know if you can do that in prenups.
You could probably do whatever you want in your legal agreement that you have a lawyer make up that you both sign.
Hmm.
Right?
So even let's say that is possible. Even if that is possible, I don't think I would have asked you for one. Yeah.
So we're still there. Okay. All right. New question. We're 39 today.
Yeah.
Even though you think sometimes we're 29, which is
cute. I know, but 30s.
30s. We're in the 30s.
Same.
Still in our 30s. let's say we got married or we got together.
Yeah.
Now. And you had lived your own life for 20 years post-college. You've got your own house. You've got your own investment accounts. You've done all this stuff. You've built up your net worth and all
say
that.
Say my net worth is $100,000.
Yep.
And I own my car and my house.
Right.
And same for you.
Yeah, same for me. What would you...
Same time. Ready? Let's say yes or no. Same. Hold on. I got to think about it, though.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Had we been in a relationship before this? I think that has something to do with
not married.
Not... okay.
Like, not yeah, married. But, yeah, relationships, sure, but not married.
I think I would still be...
Wait.
Okay.
Sorry. Don't say it.
Okay, I won't say it. We're going to do it on 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God.
Okay, ready to go.
Three. Wait, I haven't decided. Oh my God, this is tough. Would I want a prenup now that I have things? Mm-hmm. Stuff.
You got stuff. You got a nice car too. It's like a really nice car. Yeah. You got a condo that's really nice and you own it outright.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. No.
No prenup.
But it's a tough. Yeah. I knew you were going to say no.
Like, oh, I'm going to be with them forever, even though we could get divorced.
Right.
You know? So yeah, I probably still wouldn't get one.
How about though, if Zoe were about to get married?
I think a prenup, and I think we probably should say yes. Prenups feel like life insurance to me. It's like, if you don't get a prenup, you're like, oh, everything's going to be great. They were never going to get divorced. And same thing with life insurance. It's like, I'm never going to die.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know.
But
so maybe
you hope for the best, plan for the worst.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I feel like if I put all of
maybe I should say yes.
I mean? I should say. Yeah. Like, if I put everything out, laid it all out, pros and cons on a piece of paper,
it seems like
the
yes.
answer should be yes.
Totally.
Because why not? I mean, marriage itself is just like paperwork.
It is.
I mean, other than the, you know, the ceremonial stuff, but like that's a commitment.
Right.
That's not the marriage is like paperwork that goes to the state and wherever else to like, it's an agreement that like she puts all of your assets together.
Yeah.
So that itself is just paperwork. So why not have a prenup? That's just more paperwork. That just makes things less messy. And it's planning for the worst, but hoping for the best.
Yeah, I think I'm convincing myself of a yes.
But see, there's this X factor, this element of just like the feeling it gives me in the pit of my stomach like that makes me say it, no.
Like you're cursing the marriage.
Yeah.
I watched Last Kingdom and there's like, they have these like, the people who are on the Danes, like the pagans, they have these women that curse people. So I think it's like maybe yeah. like a curse. Like, are you, you're going to get a prenup? Your marriage is cursed.
Yeah. But that's, it's superstitious. That's it silly. Superstitious. That's super silly. And also we are full on into like everyone needs to have a will.
Yeah, totally.
And so
it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Like we're not hoping we die, but we know.
Plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Know, maybe that's different because you know you're going to die someday, but I mean, still just think.
How many people get divorced? It's like 1 in 2, right? Or
yeah, it's like 50%.
Yeah. So I mean, that's pretty damn good odds.
I know.
I mean, I want to stay married to you.
I know. Right now.
Anyway. I mean, right now, you might, you know. We'll see what happens in 10 years.
Man, there's so much more stuff that we're going to go through.
Well, you brought up Zoe. I interrupted you.
Oh, right. So let's say Zoe was 35 mm-hmm. and getting married for the first time. And she had, let's say she had a trust.
Yeah, trust.
In her name.
She listens to dad. She invests early.
She's got like all this money.
She's got a great big net worth.
She's, you know, student loans, and let's say she's marrying someone and maybe they have nothing. Yeah. Let's just say they're net zero, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't want to say they've got a bunch of debt because then sure. maybe that's going to make us say, yeah, she needs a prenup. Mm-hmm. But and then he doesn't have a lot of assets. Let's say he's zero and she's got $100,000 net worth. Do we tell her?
To get a prenup.
I know I would too.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Because it makes sense. It's logical sense.
Yeah, it does.
But then there's this silly emotional thing that happens where we're like, well, no, I love you. I trust you. I'm going to show you I trust you.
Right. It's funny.
Super weird.
It is super weird. So yeah, I think I just like unconvinced myself that, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Should we make one now?
Ooh. Well... I mean, that sounds like a lot of work.
Wait, maybe that's a post. Oh, post-nup. Is that such a thing?
I honestly think you could make a nup anything.
Yeah,
like you could go to a lawyer. We could go to our friend and say, hey, could you help us to make an agreement?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the agreement would say, though. All of our stuff is ours.
I know. We're way
How
too
would we
entangled.
Split up anything? There's nothing that's mine that is not yours.
Right.
And that's what we've done. We started with nothing, and now we have stuff. And it's ours.
I'll tell you what, so, I would get the hot tub.
Oh, well, you'd get the hot tub. I would just relent and give you the hot tub. Coming in October, everybody. Hot tub.
We couldn't go one episode without saying the words hot tub.
Oh, yeah. God, predictable.
I know. We're
well, what
the
do
same
you guys think?
Shirts.
I think we got a lot of chatter in here. Let's bring these people in here. So Carlos says hello.
Hi, and Carlos.
Obviously,
as
Carlos.
He's
going to give a shout out all the time. Influential Finance chimes in, says yes, it's a lot of paperwork. They skipped it all together. Jacob says you have no control over accidental death, but you have plenty of influence and control over staying married. That's a good point. I think that's something to consider. Absolutely. Yeah. And these are some good points. I don't know. It's just like I agree with that, Jacob, that it's in my realm of control to do all that I can to make our relationship great,
but
she's
not
in my control.
Yeah. If I wanted to leave you, I could.
If one day she says, this guy, God, he talks about money too much. And I'm like,
I say that every day.
Is, you do. And I'm like, this is my life. I choose this or whatever. That's a hyperbolic joke, but there are reasons that people break up. And I don't think that any of the people that we know that have gotten divorced are bad people at all. I think that is just the fact of life. And sometimes that happens. I don't want to get divorced from you. I love you very much. And I would hate for that day to come. But
well,
I don't know.
Another scenario that popped in my head because of the comment.
Yeah.
What if I were to die?
Yeah.
And now you're going to get remarried, you
right.
know? I mean, that wasn't in your control that I died. And now you're finding yourself in a situation where you're 50 and you've got lots of assets.
Yeah. Second marriages,
you know?
Second relationships committed. Those are more, they probably, I don't know. It feels like that would be more something I'd want to get a prenup with. I'm not sure I want to get remarried after being married with somebody for so long, though, either.
I know. Sometimes I think Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn have it right. Like, they do the marriage in the sense that they're committed to each other, and they're like the longest lasting Hollywood couple, but they've never been married. Oh, okay. They've just been with each other, and I would call it what's the kind of, like, a gentleman's agreement, or I don't know,
a common law marriage. Like that. You've been living together for so long that the state considers you married.
Yeah, but like,
I'm not sure if that's true. I think it is.
But like, they never did the paperwork, but they're essentially married. I mean, in the root of what that means,
marriage, right? Exactly.
More so than a Vegas marriage that lasts 48 hours and gets annulled. I mean,
that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's at that point, it's just a paperwork thing.
That's true. But I think Jacob's point, and maybe the point that our original minds were thinking, is that if you're planning for that, that inevitability will kind of always be stuck in your mind a little bit, right? Like, that's a possibility. I've got my out.
Right.
You know? And it's not, I don't know, it's not like you're trapped in your marriage or anything like that. But if the goal of your marriage is to, you want to make this work, there's going to be really bad times. There's going to be really great times. And you got to be able to get through the bad times or work on things that you can do personally to move that forward. And if you've got that prenup sitting there and being like, well, I can at least get my house or whatever. I can at least get all my stuff.
Yeah.
And she's going to be left with nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm mad at her right now because of that thing that she did. I could show her I got the prenup, you know?
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, ah, oh, man, this is all ours. This is our life together. What can I do to work hard to make this work?
I hear ya. It's,
ooh,
it's planting a seed and, or it's, you know, it's, it shows that you have maybe a seed of doubt in your mind.
Yeah. And a lot of this stuff, whether it's marriage or money or whatever, a lot of it's psychological, man.
Yeah.
If we just say, it's paperwork, it's legal, or these are the numbers, it's like that just ignores so many realities of marriage, kids, and money. Anyway, should we do takeaways?
We should.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really just have one.
Cool.
In my opinion, logically, I think they're a good idea. I think prenups make sense. You know, my right brain, or no, my left brain, which is like the more type A part of me, says if I were to list out the pros and cons, heck yeah, totally makes sense. Why not be prepared?
Right.
It's insurance. But then the right brain part of me, that's the more emotional side, says it's planting a seed of doubt and it's planning for getting divorced. So it's not a good idea. So I guess my key takeaway is it's logical, but I wouldn't do it.
I like that. Okay. My key takeaway then is, I don't know, I'm going to put my starry eyes on just saying if you went into the relationship with nothing or lots of things, I love the idea of that it's ours together now at this point. And whatever grows from there just grows. It blossoms. So 10 years later, 15 years later, how do you decide what's yours and mine at that point anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was just a physical property or a physical thing or something like that that was labeled in the beginning, how much more of that do you have now, whether it's equity in your home or all the other things you guys decided to do in your relationship? So I don't know. I feel like in the beginning, the idea and the paperwork might be concrete, but over time it just, it becomes null and void, in my opinion, because you've grown so much into what ours is as opposed to yours and mine.
Yeah. And then the third, I think it's totally depends on the situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it may not be a big deal for two 25, 28-year-olds who are getting married who neither of them have anything or both are in debt or each have equal amounts of stuff. But if it's a second marriage and one person has a successful business that's valued at $1 million and the other person has nothing, then I think that situation may call for it where, you know, the other situation doesn't. So
I agree.
Totally.
Stage in life.
Yeah. Different stages, different different points, different, whatever points that you're at in your life when you get married. And then I think it also depends on if one person wants it and the other doesn't, or if they both want it. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of,
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
not cut and dry. I get your point.
Dependent. Like I, in the, my first key takeaway was I wouldn't get one, but I'm in my head. It's our situation when we got married. Yeah. Would I get one in the future? If you passed away and I had all what I have and I was marrying someone with nothing, I probably would.
Yeah. I would want you to. if you roll up into this marriage at 50 years old, you have $2 million in the bank and the guy you're marrying's got nothing.
But yeah. I'd probably. Depends on the situation you're in when you're getting married.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think we covered it.
It's good. It's a good topic. And obviously, you know, very particular to people in their lives and everything that's going on. So everybody, thank you so much for being here today for our little conversation about this all. Scott R., thanks for coming in here. Carlos, thanks for being here, of course. Jacob, thanks for chiming in with some good insights. If you want to throw your two cents into this conversation, you can do that on YouTube at marriagekidsandmoney.com/YouTube or leave us a voicemail at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail or social media. At Andy Hill MKM, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Those are the ways to get a hold of me. And I, of course, pass along all that information to Nicole. She likes to, you know, just get it filtered to her because that helps with all the other things she's got going on in her life. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate doing this conversation every Friday. So cheers.
Cheers, everyone. Happy weekend.
Bye-bye.
We want prenup.
Is that a song?
Yeah.